Available to patient-serving groups at medtronic.com/community.
Europe Today from the BBC was recorded this morning at 11:06 Central Time.
WILL programs are made possible by English Hedgerow, florist, caterer, and eclectic bistro, serving lunch Monday through Friday, located at University and Lincoln Avenue, Urbana. English Hedgerow delivers distinctive bouquets, plants, gift baskets, and gourmet catering throughout the Champaign-Urbana area.
It's 12:31. You're tuned to the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. Jason Croft is our technical director. Joining me in the studio, Jeff Bossert. He has a report of AM 580 News.
Thanks, Celeste. Good afternoon. A lack of state reimbursement dollars could mean fewer youth are served by Champaign's Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club. Director of Administration Rachel Wright says it's been about 2 months since the agency last received state funds for its Teen Reach program, which covers 11 to 18-year-olds, the majority of the 140 young people it works with. Wright says they're not doing as many outside projects and taking advantage of facilities like the Orpheum Children's Museum that doesn't charge the Boys and Girls Club. But she says that the state continues to lag in payments, staff positions will likely be cut, and that has a ripple effect.
The board and the organization would then have to determine what kind of organization are we going to be. Are we going to be an organization that serves just 50 kids a day? And if so, is that the impact that we want to make on this community when there's such a great need out there for the services we provide? So those are definitely things that we have to now start looking at.
Wright says the agency is stuck in a catch-22 because it has to care for a certain number of young people in order to receive the grants in the first place. They average just over $10,000 a month. Wright says the agency has also been challenged because of smaller business donations in the wake of the current economy. The Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club is also looking at holding a series of fundraisers in the next few months, most of which, like its indoor bags tournament or beanbags tournament, were already planned. Great Dane Trailers will lay off half the workers at its Terre Haute plant following what the company calls tremendous cutbacks by its customers. The announcement that about 115 Terre Haute workers will lose their jobs next month comes a week after Great Dane announced that in January it will close its nearly 100-year-old plant in Savannah, Georgia, where the company is based. The closure and layoffs imposed by the maker of both dry and refrigerated trailers come after its customers have been hard hit by the struggling global economy. The company's 50% staff reduction at its Terre Haute plant will take place December 19th, paring the plant's staff to about 115 workers. Plant workers received a layoff warning Monday, advising them of the imminent job cuts. Authorities in central Illinois say a Decatur man is in custody in connection with his wife's death. Macon County Assistant State's Attorney Jay Scott says Brent Vest was arrested on a first-degree murder warrant. Vest is being held at the Macon County Jail, being held without bond. Scott's formal charges won't be filed until he works his way through evidence in the death of 29-year-old Christina Vest. Her beaten and stabbed body was found Tuesday in the couple's Decatur home. Police arrested Brent Vest on Wednesday in Quincy. He had two children with him, the couple's son and Christina Vest's daughter. Scott says the children, who are 7 and 11, are in state care. Hearsay testimony will be admissible in Illinois courts in some murder trials. As Amanda Vinicky reports, a new state law could be put to use in a case that's garnered a lot of attention.
Republican Representative Jim Durkin, a former prosecutor from Western Springs, says there are various reasons that cause a witness to be silenced. Maybe they're bought off or intimidated. He says in the worst situation, a witness is murdered by the individual they're supposed to testify against before giving that potentially incriminating testimony. A new law will permit murdered witnesses' previous statements to be presented in court.
The fact is, it's going to help a lot of these cases, which we've lost over the years. And this is it's been a decades-old problem, which has happened within our criminal justice system.
Though they wouldn't refer to him by name, during debate, lawmakers alluded to a high-profile case in which prosecutors may benefit. The case is that of Drew Peterson, a retired Bolingbrook police sergeant, whose missing wife is said to have told a minister Peterson killed an ex-wife. Peterson has not been charged. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
The Illinois Senate's Republican leader credits his overall good health for his quick return to the Capitol after a stroke last month. Frank Watson of Greenville is still undergoing several hours of therapy daily, but is regaining use of his right side and has just slight hesitations in his speech. The 63-year-old lawmaker says he regularly had his health checked because of family history of strokes, but he said the October 17th incident was a wake-up call and urged everyone to take care of their health. Watson has no plans to quit public service, but did give up his post as minority leader. The caucus elected Senator Christine Redonio of Lamont last night to succeed him. The new runway at O'Hare International Airport is officially open for business after the arrival of the first plane to use the $450 million strip that's part of the O'Hare expansion plan. Chicago Mayor Richard Daley and other officials were aboard the plane when it touched down this morning in Chicago. The new runway is designed to alleviate delays at O'Hare, which sees more than 900,000 takeoffs and landings a year. However, Rosemarie Adelonio heads the expansion project at O'Hare, and she concedes that delays won't be dramatically reduced until the rest of the airport's $15 billion expansion is finished. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 2:30 Central Time. I'm Jeff Bossert.
Support for today's broadcast comes from the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute at the University of Illinois, hosting a lifelong learning program developed specifically for adults over 50. Additional information on programs available at 244-9141.